Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Wednesday, the 24th of January 2024. Today's topic is a universal question. Our text today is taken from Jeremiah chapter 13 verses 19 through 27. Verse 19. The cities of the south shall be shut up, and none shall open them. Judah shall be carried away captive, all of it. It shall be wholly carried away captive. Lift up your eyes, and behold them that come from the north. Where is the flock that was given thee, thy beautiful flock? What wilt thou say when he shall punish thee? For thou hast taught them to be captains, and as chief over thee. Shall not sorrows take thee, as a woman in travail? And if thou say in thine heart, Wherefore come these things upon me? For the greatness of thine iniquity are thy skirts discovered, and thy heels made bare. Verse 23. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? Then may ye also do good, that are accustomed to do evil. Therefore will I scatter them as the stubble that passeth away, by the wind of the wilderness. This is thy lot, the portion of thy measures from me, saith the Lord, because thou hast forgotten me, and trusted in falsehood. Therefore will I discover thy skirts upon thy face, that thy shame may appear. I have seen thine adulteries, and thy neighings, the lewdness of thy whoredom, and thine abominations on the hills in the fields. Woe unto thee, O Jerusalem! Wilt thou not be made clean? When shall it once be? Our memory verse today is taken from Jeremiah chapter 13 verse 23. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? Then may ye also do good, that are accustomed to do evil. The two age-long sayings. An Ethiopian cannot change the color of his skin, and a leopard cannot take away its spots, express the ancient belief that things cannot change their corrupt nature. Human beings cannot also change their sinful nature. Billy Graham, Descartes. After many thousands of years of so-called human progress, education, science and culture, we are amazed to discover that man is capable of the same old sins. The children of Israel that God sent prophet Jeremiah to warn of their sins were known for their stubbornness and disobedience. He was even imprisoned for warning them about the regretful consequences of their idolatry, prostitution, oppression of the poor, etc. Many youths today are stubborn and disobedient like they were. God be praised that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from sin. Are you naughty and stubborn? The stubborn, whether youths or adults, cannot make heaven. Let the blood of the Lamb of God cleanse every spot of sin from your heart. Don't linger in the camp of the sinning youths. Give your heart to Jesus now. Quote for the day. Are you naughty and stubborn? The challenge for today is, are you naughty and stubborn? Prayer. Wash me, O Lamb of God, in Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.